Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
We begin a brand new series tonight. We're going to teach on it all the Wednesday nights through January as we launch our prayer and fasting to start the new year right. And then on the weekends, I'm teaching on prayer to give you tools and resources to maximize those 21 days together. So I want to begin a series tonight talking about ministering unto the Lord. Ministering unto the Lord. And I think it's going to help us. I think it's going to bring a greater peace. I'm sharing with you the why of this series right now. I think at the end of the month, there'll be a greater anointing on our life. What is the anointing? The anointing is simply the presence of God. I believe there'll be a greater depth in our walk with God. If you're like me, I want to go deeper in God. I want a deeper, intimate relationship with God in 2021. This series will help us go deeper in God. This series will help us find a new revelation of God. Seriously, watch this now. You can't have revival without a new revelation of God. You can't have revival without a new revelation, fresh of God, revelation of God. I think this series is going to give us a new revelation of God, a new perspective of God, a new anointing, like we said. I think it's just going to change our life for the better. And I want you to hang in here with me for all four Wednesday nights, online services only. And so let's just begin. We're going to go verse by verse, but go with me to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. We're going to look at verses 1, 2, and 3. Again, the title is Ministering Unto the Lord. You know, it's kind of like when we come to church or we go to church online, we're coming to church, we're all together, even though maybe not physically, but thank God for technology. And when we come together and we gather, you know, normally it's what? It's praise and worship for 20 minutes. It's prayer, Pastor Kim. It's worshiping God with our offerings and then the word. Notice the first half of the service is supposed to be us ministering unto God. And then the last half of the service is God ministering to us. The first half of the service is us ministering to God. And the last half of the service is God ministering to us. Interesting, isn't it? So let's look at the scriptures and get right into Acts chapter 13. I'm so excited about this new series. I know it's going to help you all. As soon as we get the scripture up on the board, it's going to help us all. There we go. Acts 13 and verse 1. Now, there were in the church. Notice they were in the church. Is church essential? I think so. Church is the only hope for the world, the church of the living God. God is the only hope for our world. And notice they're in the church. And they were in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simeon, Niger, Lucius, Cyrene, and Ma'am, which had been brought up with Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. Now notice, they're all in the church. That's where we should be. And they're what? Serving in the church. That's what we should be doing. Notice, they're all in the church, and they're all serving in the church. Well, big hairy deal. It is, because God's looking for faithful people and people who are serving right where they're at. I'm so glad that you and I are not letting COVID stop us from serving in the house of God and serving our God. I know for many of us, we're not comfortable for coming back, you know, physically to church for whatever reason, but yet we're still asking you to serve the church at home. There's projects we're doing. There's things we're doing, things we're involved, outreaches in the community, in your neighborhood, in your subdivision. There's different things that I can be doing, random acts of kindness. The bottom line is God's looking for people who are planted in the house of the Lord, the church. Number two, he's looking for people that are serving and using their gifts in the local church to build the kingdom of God. Next verse, verse 2. As they, what did they do? Ministered to the Lord. As they ministered to the Lord, and what else did they do? And fasted. That kind of goes along with our 21-day prayer and fast. That's why I'm teaching on it every Wednesday night. I'm trying to give you tools, resources, revelation, the word, rhema, that will help you get the most out of you can out of your 21-day fast. So notice, what were they doing? They were in the church. They were planted in the house of God, a spiritual community. God wants that for all of us, to be in a spiritual family, a local church. Number two, they were using their gifts, prophet, teacher, server. They were using their gifts in that local church. They were faithful, they were planted, they were serving. And what else were they doing? They were ministering unto the Lord. Notice they were ministering unto Him. They weren't, when you minister to God, you're not asking Him for anything, right? That wouldn't be ministering to Him. That would be asking Him to minister to us. So notice they're not asking God for anything. They're ministering unto God, and they fasted, and look what happened. This is what's going to happen for you and me and our church in our 21-day fast. The Holy Spirit is going to talk to you. You're going to get a rhema word from God. You're going to get a right now word. You're going to get that one word for 2021. Great battles will be won in 2021. They ministered to the Lord. Notice, to minister, when someone ministers to me, you know, I've been different places down through the years and don't travel much, never have traveled much. But when I have, and I've gone to speak someplace, they'd have somebody come pick me up and they'd take us to a hotel and they'd have a nice basket and they'd have a little gift and they'd do this, that, and the other. What were they doing? They were ministering unto me. They weren't asking me to do anything, but they were serving me. Well, what is that? Ministry unto me. So notice, they're not asking God for anything, but they're ministering unto the Lord. And they fasted, and the Lord, the Holy Spirit, spoke, and He gave them a word. Now, watch this now. In this word is their destiny. Notice, you can find God's guidance for your life through ministering unto Him. You can find God's direction for your life through ministering unto Him. A door is about to open for Saul, who becomes Paul. A door of ministry. Someone said, this will be the year of open doors. This will be the year of open doors. This will be the year of opportunities. Notice that when we minister unto God, we're not asking God for anything, because when you're ministering to somebody, you're serving them. You're giving to them. You're giving to them. So they were giving unto the Lord, and they were fasting, and the Holy Spirit gave them a right now word, and that rhema word was their destiny, their direction, their ministry, if you please, the open door, the opportunity, God's will for their life. All of that came about through ministering unto the Lord. They ministered to the Lord, and they fasted, and the Holy Spirit said, Holy Spirit spoke, you and I need a rhema word right now. Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work. Notice, ministry is work. Ministry is work. Down through the years, I've had people ask me when our church was small, well, what do you do for a living? I mean, yeah, you pastor a church, but what do you do for a living? I got so tired of that question. They had no idea what I did for a living. Ministry is work, if it's real ministry. For the work whereunto I have called them. Do you want to know your call? You know, I was sharing with the staff today, and some of them kind of looked at me kind of funny, but I said, you know, the call on my life is more important than anything else in my life. The call on Church on the Rock is more important than me and them and you. The call comes first. The call. We're going to stand before God and be responsible for the call, for what He gave us to do. Did we do it? Did we do it with excellence? And did we finish strong? So as they're ministering unto God, look at the dynamics that are happening. They're hearing God's will. They're hearing God's voice. They're getting direction. It's amazing. They're finding out their purpose, their work for life. Oh, that's amazing. Whereunto I have called thee. All of that comes, all those benefits, all those results are from ministering unto the Lord. So the next verse, verse three, it says, and when they had fasted and prayed. So notice there's a distinction, ministering unto the Lord, fasting unto the Lord, and praying unto the Lord. So ministering unto the Lord is not praying. Ministering unto the Lord is not petitioning. Ministering to the Lord is not asking him for anything. Well, what is it, Pastor? I'm glad you asked that question. He said, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. These guys were the first missionaries in the New Testament church. The first missionaries, or you call apostles or missionary. And notice, they found their call, they found their work, they found their purpose, they found God's guidance, they found direction for their life, the door opened for them for ministry. Amazing. All these things happened as a result of ministering unto the Lord and fasting and praying. Isn't that awesome? So let me give you a couple more scriptures, and then we're going to really go deep, okay? So Psalm 34:1. I asked the question for you a while ago, what is ministry unto the Lord? How do I do that? How do I ministry? What is ministry unto the Lord? Well, that word ministering unto the Lord has different meanings, but one of it is to bless the Lord. Yeah, to minister unto the Lord is to bless the Lord. You see, Pastor, I'm all about him blessing me. I get that, but notice that we're called to bless him. Oh, what are you talking about? He's God. Well, you and I have a calling on our life to minister unto him, and we have a call on our life to bless him, to bless him. Well, how do you bless him? Scripture interprets scripture. How do you minister to the Lord? By blessing him. What's the scenario? How do you minister unto the Lord? You and I want to know how. We want to be skilled craftsmen in how to minister to the Lord. And because when we do, doors open. When we do, God speaks. When we do, we're spirit-led. When we do, we find out our work, our purpose. We get direction, find our destiny. That's amazing. So we want to be skilled craftsmen. We want to be skilled at ministering to the Lord. And to minister to the Lord means to bless the Lord. Well, Psalm 103, 1, 2, and 3. What does it say? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, and don't forget. Whoa. Don't forget. He heals all of your diseases tonight, and he forgives all of your iniquities tonight. Your iniquities, and he renews your strength like an eagle. And the list goes on. There are the benefits in Psalm 103. Now, how do I bless the Lord? I bless the Lord. Psalm 34, verse 1 through 9, tells me how to minister unto the Lord. I minister unto the Lord. Psalm 103, I gave that to you, by not forgetting what he's done for me, by not forgetting how he's blessed me. And I begin to thank him for my blessings. That's how I bless him. Oh, praise God. So look at it now, Psalm 34:1. We're going to go verse by verse, but I want you to see, ministering to the Lord, how do you do that? By blessing the Lord, how do you do that? Watch now, by focusing on the goodness of God. By focusing on the goodness of God. By focusing on the goodness of God, I'm blessing the Lord, and through blessing him, I'm ministering to him. Oh, I love that. You know, I was sharing with someone today that I heard someone say the other day, either in a podcast, read it in a book or somewhere, but you know, I always said, and I always heard and was told that our greatest asset is not our money, not our talent, and not our resources, but our greatest asset was our time. I always heard that, and I always agreed with that you can't buy back time, that the time is our greatest asset. But then this week, either I heard it or I read it, and it really clicked, and I thought, you know what? I meditated on this statement, thought on it for a while, I began to agree with it. This person said that time is not your greatest asset, your focus is your greatest asset. Because what you're focusing on with the time you have determines if your time is productive or non-productive. Your focus. What I focus on gets bigger. What I focus on, I'm drawn to. What I focus on, I produce. So I kind of agree with that now, especially going through COVID and the election and all this going on tonight. In the months to come, our focus will determine if we're up or down, if we're positive or negative, if we're full of fear or full of faith, if we're closer to God or not. So notice, focusing on the goodness of God. See, this is the passage where he says, "Oh, taste and see the Lord is good." So focusing on the goodness of God is how you and I bless him. And when we bless him, we are ministering unto him. I will bless the Lord. Okay, that's ministering unto the Lord. I will bless the Lord. How can you bless God? By focusing on his goodness, you bless him. But by declaring his goodness to your family. When we were raising our boys, anything good that ever happened in our life, I always told them, guys, this is because of God. This is God. God's a good God. God did this. I didn't. Man didn't. God did it. What was I doing? Trying to get them to focus on the goodness of God and then declare the goodness of God to my children and my children's children. By focusing on the goodness of God in bad times, by declaring the goodness of God in adverse circumstances, by doing that, what are you doing? You're blessing the Lord at all times, good or bad. And by blessing the Lord, it ministers to the Lord. Now, what did I say at the very beginning? When we minister to God, God will have to respond and minister back to you. Oh, I love that. Need a fresh touch from God tonight? Need some new doodads? They need some new chicken bumps? Some of you know what I'm talking about. You need some new, you know, a touch from God, a feeling from God. Here's how you get it. Ministering unto the Lord, and they fasted, and then they prayed. I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be continually in my mouth, continually. My life makes its boast in the Lord. My life makes its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it, and they'll be glad. What does this mean? I minister unto God by blessing the Lord. I bless the Lord by focusing on his goodness, by declaring his goodness, and by attributing everything good in my life to him. By attributing, it's called giving God the glory, by attributing everything good in my life to God. This morning we had staff meeting. Every Wednesday we have staff meeting. We have exercises we do. We do role playing. I do a little teaching. We communicate, cast vision, give direction. And today I started off and I said to the team, I'm so thankful. I said, I am so thankful. I'm so thankful. Here we are, New Year, January, the first Wednesday of the new year. I said, I'm so thankful that God brought us through COVID as a church and a team together. I'm so thankful I didn't have to lay any of you off. I'm so thankful I didn't have to decrease your wages. I'm so thankful I could keep your insurance package for you and your children. I'm so thankful that you got a Christmas bonus. I'm so thankful for all that God allowed us to do through outreaches and through ministry online on campus last year, that we could meet on campus and that we could go around the world now with the technology and the tools that God has given us and our wonderful you all, how great you are and how awesome you are and how generous you are and how committed you are. And I was given, but I said, I give God all the glory for every good thing that happened to us since March in our ministry. What was I doing? I was blessing the Lord. How was I blessing him? By boasting in him. Not me, not us, but him. When you boast in the Lord, what does that mean? You're giving God praise. You're blessing the Lord. You're giving him the glory. You're attributing your car, your house, your job, your health, your kids, your ministry, your resources, your very breath. You're attributing anything good in your life to God. That's how you minister. Well, I hope I'm helping somebody. Unto the Lord. Oh my goodness. Boy, somebody's watching right now. Your life is about to totally turn around. You've been dark, dreary, depressed, defeated in despair, and want to give up. And your life is turning around right now. You're realizing to get your focus off yourself and your hurts and your past and your loss and get your eyes on the goodness of God. If you need to talk to somebody, people are standing by right now in the chat room. You know, if you're looking for a church home, if you're visiting online tonight, we want you to join Church on the Rock. You can become a part of our family, a part of our community. You can go through our growth track. That's where you find out about our church. That's where you find out about our vision and where we're going. We give you all kinds of tools and resources, help you discover your gift, help you to know how to use and serve and become and find God's will and purpose, on and on and on. We can do that online. You can do that here. I encourage you, you need this year a community, a spiritual community. So my life makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear it, and let the humble be glad. Next verse, verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. What happens? Sure do love y'all. What happens when I bless God? How do I bless God? Not asking him for a thing, but I'm thanking him. I'm focusing on, and I'm declaring the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm focusing on, I'm feeding on, I am thanking him for all the goodness, all the good things, every good thing he's done in my life. What am I doing? I'm blessing him. What am I doing? I'm ministering unto the Lord, not asking him for anything, just want to be in his presence, ministering unto the Lord. What else is happening? I'm magnifying God. What does that mean? When you minister unto God, you're magnifying God. What does a magnifying lens do? A lot of you on your smartphone, you got a little gadget there, has a magnifying glass on your Apple phone, whatever. What does a magnifying glass do? It enlarges. Whoo, it enlarges. So tonight, maybe with all the chaos going on in our nation, before you go to bed, you need to magnify or bless or minister unto the Lord. As you minister unto the Lord and you thank him for his goodness and you focus on his goodness and you declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, what's going to happen? Your perspective of God in your life will change. God will get bigger and your problems will get smaller. God will get bigger and your problems will get smaller. So when we magnify the Lord, that's what we're talking about because we're about to enter a 21-day fast. When you magnify the Lord, what are you doing? You're focusing on the goodness of God. You are declaring the goodness of God. You are thanking God for his goodness. Number 4, you're attributing every good thing you have in your life tonight, you're giving God the glory for it. That blesses him. You know, when I give people a gift, and they come up and they tell me, thank you personally for that. That blesses me. Think of my analogy now. When I give people a gift, I remember years and years and years and years ago, I gave a good friend of mine a watch that meant a whole lot to me, another minister. And this person is still a good friend. We love this couple. And I'll never forget when I gave him that watch over lunch, and it was a nice watch. I like to collect watches, and I gave him my favorite. It was my favorite watch that I had in my whole collection. I gave it to him. I'll never forget, not only that day did he thank me, but days after he would text me or he would send me a little note or he would just tell me, thank you so much. He was in the middle of a big trauma in his ministry. He needed encouragement. I didn't know that. And he told me, he said, you'll never know. But by him thanking me for that gift that I gave him, that blessed me. When you and I take time to stop and minister unto the Lord, or bless the Lord, O my soul, what are we doing? We are praising him, or we are focusing on his goodness. That's how we bless him. We thank him for his goodness. That's how we bless him. We thank him for every good and gift that he's given to us. We attribute everything good to him in our life. And we remember the goodness of the Lord. And what does that do? That blesses him, but it changes our perspective. Your picture of God, this is worth writing down. Your picture of God determines how you and I relate to God. Your picture of God, how you see God, will determine how you will relate and the kind of relationship you will have with God. And through magnifying, through ministering to the Lord, by blessing the Lord, we're magnifying the Lord. our whole picture of God gets bigger. We begin to realize that with God, tonight, all things are possible. With God, mountains can move. With God, what man has said can't be done, can be done. Let us exalt his name together. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and required of him out of necessity and on the authority of his word, and God heard me. And he delivered me from all my fears. Whoa. Live a fearless life. They looked to him and were radiant, radiant, radiant. Daniel and I were listening to a book on vacation this last summer. Went out west, our families, and to parks, and we were listening to a book, and this guy talked about when he died, this guy was very wealthy. He was a mover and shaker back at the turn of the century, and he said when he died, he wanted to be remembered that he was a radiant person. So, wow. So Daniel and I, we had plaques made, not plaques made, but posters made that says radiant and put them in our offices. Wow, look at this. They looked to him, and they were radiant. Wow. What am I looking at tonight? The news or God? My circumstances or God? How I feel or God? My past or God? My future, I'm afraid of it, or God? If our eyes are focusing on God and the goodness of God, we are blessing him, we are ministering to him, and as a result, it changes our whole appearance, our whole disposition, our whole look. We become radiant. Their faces will never blush for shame, nor will they be confused. The poor man cried, the Lord heard him, and saved him out of every one of his troubles. The angel of the Lord, this is all about, it started off with blessing the Lord. It started off with blessing the Lord. As Josh comes out, it started off as blessing the Lord. Look at all that happens when we minister to the Lord, which means blessing the Lord. And the result of that is what? Focusing on the goodness of God. What is that? Feeding on the goodness of God. Attributing every good and perfect gift in life to God. Remembering the goodness of God. Declaring the goodness of God. Then the angel of the Lord, you got a guardian angel tonight, and camps around about those who fear him. What does that mean? Those who revere and those who worship him with awe. And each one of them, he will deliver. Oh my goodness. With awe. Are we serving God with awe? Or are we serving God lethargic, apathetic, procrastinating, lazy, indifferent, cold, just going through the routine? Or do we have a relationship with God that produces some awesome life? All right? So about done here, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord our God, is he your God, is good. There it is good. Blessed, happy, fortunate, highly favored is the man or the woman who puts their trust and takes refuge in him. So there we have the theme, the goodness of God. And it started off with blessing the Lord. And you go back to Acts 13 to magnify the Lord and fast and then pray. Magnify means to bless the Lord. Well, how do I bless the Lord? Taste and see all of his goodness, his nature, his character, his deeds, his acts. I love it. Verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, you saints who revere and worship him, for there's no want to those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear. Magnifying the Lord first. Let us magnify the Lord and fast, then pray, will cause every one of your needs to be met. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints. Worship him, for there's no lack. Everyone say, no lack. There's no lack to those who worship him with godly fear. Now, in closing, let me give you, let's put it all together in some action points. A revelation, we'll come back to that next week. How do I minister to the Lord? Number one, by focusing on his goodness. The host will help us here by focusing. All you watch party leaders, small group leaders, help us out here now. Focusing on his goodness. Number two, being thankful to Him for all of His goodness. Being thankful for all of His goodness. Number three, declaring His goodness. The Bible says, you'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. All right? What will happen? What's going to happen? Number one, it will bless and minister the Lord. Number two, it'll change your perspective of God. Number three, it will draw you, magnify, ministering unto the Lord will draw you into a deeper relationship with God. I love that. Draw you into a deeper relationship with God. Number four, the anointing will increase on your life. The anointing. You minister to God, and then God will minister to you. The anointing will increase. What's that, Pastor? This is all new. God's presence. The presence of God will increase on your life. Number five, God will respond and God will bless you back. We're going to continue this next Wednesday night. But I just want to lead you in a prayer. And you might want to help me out if you're a small group leader, or a watch party leader, or you're kind of the leader of your tribe right there where you're at. Just make sure that everyone is there and everyone is getting an opportunity right now to make a decision to serve God, to give their life to God, like I did in 1975, totally. God, here's my life. What do you want to do with it? Whatever you want, God, here I am. I want to lead you in a prayer right there where you're at. And so if that is you, if God's talking to you and you know, well, Pastor, I'm not right with God. I want to get right with God. I want to give my life to God for the first time, or I want to get my life right with God. You know, I want you to pray this prayer. Punch the button on your screen. Please do that. No one's going to put you on a mailing list. Nobody's going to do anything. We just want to help you take the next step, the next step. So here we go. Y'all ready? All you small groups, watch parties, families, tribes, groups, partners, y'all ready? Here we go. Let's all say it together. Heavenly Father, I repent. I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now. Jesus is Lord over my life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and do what you want to do with it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.